All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Promontory Commerce Center, PID number one. Today is August 21st, 2026, 11:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Daniel, you want to start for us?
Sure, Daniel Stevens, Chair.
Garrett Hansen, Secretary.
Brad Margetts, Treasurer, right?
Yep.
Dallin Curran.
Okay. Matt Entz with Snow Jensen, District Council.
Jerry Carlton Cannon, Gilmoreville.
Andrea Ashdown, Blackwood Advisors, District Treasurer.
All right, that's everything that I show, everyone I show, excuse me. We do have Christy Barker. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting on March 30th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Right. Yes, they look accurate to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve, Brad?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thanks, Brett.
I'll second that, Garrett.
Thanks, Garrett. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Next up is our tentative budget. So, Andrea.
Okay, let me share that. Are you guys able to see that?
It's loading. Yep, now we can.
There it is.
Okay, perfect.
Any chance you could enlarge it?
Yeah, let me try to see. I don't know why it came up like that. How about there? Is that better? Okay, I'll try. I'll just keep. How about there?
Maybe a, there you go. That's
There?
right.
Better?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so let me start. Here is the okay. Here's the proposed yearly financial plan. The total revenues. This is what we expect to collect from the bond proceeds, the special assessment, and reimbursable costs, interest income. And then you can see your expenditures. This is the summary page, and I can go in more detail on the individual funds. Here's the expenditures that we expect to spend, and there's the total reserve, what we've set aside, to pay interest expense and the reserve fund. More specifically, here is the general fund. Here's what we expect to collect, and these are the areas we expect to spend on: accounting, engineering, assessment, tracking, insurance, trustee, audit, legal.
So that's all part of like the working capital,
Yes. Yep. The general
right?
fund is exactly.
X.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Thanks for clarifying
And then
that.
that 10 million,
Yes.
is that
That's in the
the
capital.
ARPA? Okay.
Yeah. So I will get, this is the reserve fund, or I'm sorry, this is the debt service fund. Here's what's going to be happening to fund the debt. And then here is the capital projects, and you will see that reimbursable cost, acceptance of reimbursable cost right there, that 10 million. There's the 24 from the bond proceeds, and this is
Is the 10 million the ARPA funds and the $5 million amount that we put in? Is that the 10 million that we're putting in outside of the bond? Or
yeah,
is
that's
it?
the early lump sum principal payment.
Yeah.
And I'll go back to these. That's the detail behind it. And here is the summary again. I'll put this up. That's just all the funds flowing into this summary. If you have any additional questions.
What's the million for exactly? The special assessment prepayments?
The special assessment prepayments are prepayments of right here, it's just prepayments of your principal. That's what that is.
It's allocated from the bond proceeds.
Yeah, yep,
Okay.
exactly. There's
It was
interest. Here's this.
said differently. It was included in the par amount of the
Yeah.
bond, but
Yeah.
netted out
Not this.
before.
Yeah.
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 Perfect. Yep.
Should have ex
Thanks, Dylan.
described that. Do you guys have any other questions or I propose acceptance?
So, board, what we need then, because this is the tentative budget, we just need an approval. Now, this is a placeholder. Once we get all the final numbers back, then we can adjust. But right now, this is just the tentative. So, if there's no questions, what I would need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget as proposed.
Sorry,
This is
one.
Garrett. I motion to approve the tentative budget.
Dallin had a comment, Garrett.
Oh,
Oh,
go
go
ahead.
ahead. Just one clarifying question. Andrew, you may have already mentioned this. What are the transfers in of 7.3?
That's from other funds and the transfers out going to other funds. So if you see here, this is what is requiring appropriation.
Okay.
Right there, you see that 7.3? That's going into here just to balance it.
What's the source of those funds, I guess?
It's right here. It's the capital. Go down to it. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the debt. Just too many.
It comes in, Dal, as part of the overall bonds. So they split it out and they put it into the three buckets,
Yeah.
basically three
The
silos.
general, the debt, or the capital. Yeah.
So everything's going to flow into the capital projects fund and then get distributed back out to the bond fund and to the general fund. That's why you see all the big number when it comes in, when you look at the capital projects fund. And then you'll see all the transfers out.
Transfers out then.
I guess the question there though is it seems like the total adds up to more than the bond issuance.
Yeah, that's what caught my eyes. The 40, if you go back up to the summary, there's like a 46 million or yeah, $46 million number. That seems higher than the bond issuance plus the 10 million of additional sources.
Here is the bond issuance, which is here is the bond issuance, which is just that. Sorry, I can't seem to highlight it, which is just the amount of the bond issuance.
Yeah, I get that. So that's dollars coming in. I understand as part of the issuance, there was the $1 million, the prepaid interest or the interest income coming off of the interest from the bond issuance and the 10 million. But where to like the dollars for the 7.3, it feels like that should be baked into the 25, no?
So how this works, I'll start here at the bottom. Do you see that this has excess, so it's getting transferred out? It's just balancing the budget. It's getting transferred out of here. It's going into the other funds.
Okay.
There's
So
transfers in, and then it's just summarizing it there at the front page, what's going in and what's coming out. There's the transfers out that you saw from the, and there's the transfers in. To get it to balance.
what are we balancing? I
To
guess.
zero right here. The fund balance. You're balancing the, do you see how all the individual ones are balanced? They go to zero. Here is the capital. Here's the reserve equaling. Here's the general or the working capital fund.
Sure.
In turn, that's what makes it balance. It's just what's coming in and what's going out among the funds.
Andrew, would you mind just pausing on page three for a second?
Yes.
Sorry,
So let's see. That's
I didn't see
one,
that one.
two, and three is the debt, right? This one. And I don't know if you, I keep scrolling because I can't see a full page with the zoom, but I maybe you guys can.
That's good right there. Yep. I get that the money's transferring in, but it seems like it should be transferring out of bond proceeds, yeah?
It's transferring out of the capital. It's going in here to balance this fund. It's also going into the capital, also to balance it.
Yeah.
Right here.
I guess
And
the
then
first
this.
sheet's just confusing because it looks like it's adding on top of the bond
Yes.
proceeds
Yeah.
versus
Yeah.
coming
I can
out of the
appreciate
bond
that.
proceeds.
Yeah. I can appreciate that.
It's like we don't have $46 million of funds available. We have 38.8. Like if you add up the bond, the 10 million, the dollars that we have available at our disposal, it's 38.8. So, but this says 46.
So I think, and I'll take this back. I can look because maybe what we can do is reduce that by this, and we would, well, no, it's gonna have to be, well, let me just see if that's confusing. I wonder if we can make this.
Does the $46 million total funds available, does that tie out to any other number in this budget? Or is it just the
This time,
38 million?
yeah. If you're saying the 38 ties out, we can net this transfer into this tran with this transfer out.
You're just grossing it up the way the in and outs
Yeah.
are happening. Is that what you're
Yes,
saying?
exactly. Yes. Yep. Exactly.
It is
That's all that's
confusing.
happening. It is a little confusing, but like I said, if you want to see it differently, we could probably net this with this down here. We'd still get a balanced budget. But it's just we're these are formulas that roll up all the other three funds into here, and that's just the way it rolls.
Yeah, I guess just from my perspective, just it's just psychologically way easier to understand how many dollars we actually have to spend, which is the 38.8, not the 46. So when it says total funds available, we don't really have 46. We have 38.8.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. We can make that change. It's easy.
Andrew, you're not showing any receivables, are you?
No. Okay. Do I make that change and
No.
circulate it again? Is that what you guys would like?
Well, isn't this just tentative anyway, right? We're
It is.
gonna.
Yeah. It is.
Oh,
And we can
okay. Do
make the
I
final changes when we
during the
adopt the
final?
final budget.
Okay. No problem. I'll make sure that we address that.
So maybe, Garrett, the motion, maybe we amend it to say we approve the tentative budget based
With
on
a
the
change.
discussions, right? That we're going to make those changes.
That's fine. I amend my motion to approve the tentative budget with the comment edit of netting out the 7.3 million transfer in versus grossing it up.
Okay.
Second.
Thanks, Daniel. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that is unanimous.
Great. I will stop sharing. Thank
Okay.
you.
You bet.
You bet.
All
Thanks
right,
for
next
answering all
up.
the questions, Andrea.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks for clarifying.
Right, next up is the DA Davidson engagement agreement. So I'm making the assumption you guys have seen this. So,
Yeah, motion to approve.
okay, thank you, Dallin or Daniel, sorry.
I'll second.
Thanks, Brad. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Here is the DAC engagement. Have they walked through this with you or talked to you about what DAC is and does?
Vaguely familiar, but refresher would be good.
Okay. Between Matt and I, we'll walk through it. So DAC is a unique entity. They have the ability to help post things on the MSRB and EMMA. So both of those are basically where we post any bond issuances and the reports that go with them to investors. So what these guys are going to do is they're going to have, we have one report that's in the continuing disclosure agreement. We will also have a couple reports that DAC does that we'll need to fill out on a quarterly basis. One of them is very similar to the CDA report that we do, the Continuing Disclosure Agreement report. And then the second one that DAC has is a pretty detailed report that we will need help from you guys as the development entity for the district. So I'm going to make an assumption, Dallin, it's going to be mainly you that's going to help with this. So in the timelines, we need to file the reports by the 15th of every quarter, basically 45 days after the end of the quarter. We'll need to fill those out and get them filed. If we don't get them filed by the 15th of, I want to say it's February, it's May, it's July, and then in November, I think is when the other one will be. But I'll let you know, and you will get emails. All of you will get emails from DAC, reminding you guys and me to get you guys out those quarterly reports. So they're unique in the fact that the SEC recognizes these guys to be able to do this. And it's our understanding that they're like the only one in the country that can do that. Matt, do you have anything you want to add?
It's a third-party repository registry site. Is that
Yep.
understand?
Yep.
Where these get posted, and
Yep.
anyone in the public can access.
Yeah. And the investors are going to look at it every time as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything to add. That basically covered it.
Okay. If there's no questions, what I would need then is a motion to approve the engagement agreement with DAC.
Motion to approve.
Thanks, Daniel.
Second. Yep.
Second that, Garrett.
Thanks, Garrett. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Next up on the agenda is the resolution dealing with the amendment to the assessment ordinance. I see Aaron is on. Aaron, welcome. I don't have that in front of me, Aaron. Do you happen to have, or Jerry, a version that you guys could put up for me, or I can hurry and try to find it?
I can pull up the amendment or the
Okay.
resolution, whatever Aaron would like. I've got them both here, so.
Aaron, you're on mute if you're trying to talk.
Nope, maybe I should can just jump in. I wonder if we've lost him, but
Okay, yep.
let me just pull up the amendment itself. The resolution is really basic. Let's see. Let me share my screen here.
Is this effectively a ratification of the bond?
Yeah, I mean this was contemplated when, can you guys see this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this was contemplated when the bonds were issued, and my understanding is that there were just some adjustments that needed to be made to the way that assessments were allocated to the property. And so what the resolution is approving is this First Amendment to the assessment ordinance. And if I scroll down here into the meat of this, you can see that there's some numbers here that provide, the total amount of the assessments, which is to be assessed, and then the methodology then apportions that amount to this on a per acre basis at 101,000 per acre.
And Matt, I
Yeah.
apologize. I'm back on. I just
Oh,
got in a
okay.
call while you guys were doing budget and I took that. So
Yeah, do you want to jump in,
yeah,
Aaron?
no, thank you for,
You can
yeah,
probably
thanks
cover this
for,
better than I can, so.
no, I appreciate you pinch hitting on a on short notice. So thank you.
Do you want this up on screen?
Yeah, let me see. I think we did a refreshed version. I don't know if this is the one Jerry sent around yesterday, but yeah, to your point, Matt, what we're doing here is just right sizing the ordinance to match the final pricing, because originally we approved a higher amount of bonds, and then I think determination was made along the way, either for lower proceeds or better coverage or a combination of both, to shrink the bond amount. So I'll get back to where you were at. So now I think originally we approved something closer to 30 million of bonds, and then this just ties it back to our par amount of the 25 million 858. And why I think why that's important is just where it's an acreage methodology. We didn't want you all to end up in a position where you were running into issues releasing parcels because on paper it appeared like there was a higher allocation per acre. So this just right sizes it to tie to what was in the final official statement of just around 78,500. You can see it's a little lower than that per acre. And then what we did is, sorry for scrolling here, then this just refreshes, right? So instead of a higher amount on each parcel, we right sized it based off of this allocation methodology, so that the parcels tie back to the par amount of the bonds, the 25,858. So that was the purpose of this. We had told the investors we would do this sometime after closing, and so now this is just kind of the time to do it.
I'm glad you jumped in, Aaron, because I was looking at the old one.
Oh,
So,
sorry. Well, again, thanks for doing it. Sorry, like I said, I just was picked up the phone while you guys were discussing budget and took me a minute to get back on. So thanks for your patience. Any questions on this amendment? Okay, it'll be a
no.
similar process. We'll send out some signature pages. We'll want to post it on the public notice website and on site just because that's a statutory requirement. But we're not, there's always a contest period with that, but we're not worried about that as far as like somebody has to do it today. We just want to do it in kind of due course as the timing works for the development team. So we'll, if, assuming you approve this, we'll get signature pages around and then get this, give you instructions to repost once we get it signed.
I mean, the numbers look correct based on my memory. Down, do they look correct based on yours? I know you were more intimately involved in the numbers.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And you can, yeah, and you can double check. We can approve this kind of subject to your final sign off. And if you needed to make a, if we realized we had a wrong acreage or we had, missed a nuance, let us know. But again, this does tie back to the OS as far as the assessment per acre. And then we just took the acreage from the original ordinance and applied that new methodology. And then that's what it spits out
Okay.
this number that ties out.
Yeah, if you can recirculate the final version, then I'm happy to verify after.
Okay. Okay. Nope, that sounds good. Look for that in the signature pages from Jerry in my office, and we'll get those out in short order here.
Okay, motion to approve, subject just to clarifying or double checking the numbers as discussed.
Thanks, Daniel.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Brad. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, the ratification of the change orders. So, Matt, I will let you take those.
Okay, and I'm going to pull up on my screen. I just for purposes of looking at this in the meeting, I thought it'd be more convenient if we just had these numbers all in one place. So I just went through the change orders quickly, put the amount, the change in the contract amount from each change order, and copied and pasted the description of each into this Excel spreadsheet that we're looking at. So there were seven change orders. The total amount increased the contract amount by $385,015.04. And so we may have looked at some of these in previous meetings. I couldn't remember and started to look back and decided, you know what, it's just easy to have the board just go ahead and ratify them all. So this is all of the change orders to date. So Any questions about these? We can Dallin sent me copies of each of the change orders, so if you have any questions
Yeah.
about them individually, we can look at them.
Unfortunately, I'm painfully aware of every single one of these. So,
Okay. I kind of figured.
yeah. Yeah, no, motion to approve.
I second that.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks, Garrett. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Okay, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
No, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that's unanimous. One question.